Episode 268 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb and I'm your host. We close Paul's second letter to the Corinthians today with a reading of chapters 12 and 13, and we're still in the New Life Version. Let's begin. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I have to talk about myself, even if it does no good, but I will keep on telling about some things I saw in a special dream and that which the Lord has shown me. I know a man who belongs to Christ. 14 years ago, he was taken up to the highest heaven. I do not know if his body was taken up or just his spirit. Only God knows. I say it again. I know this man was taken up, but I do not know if his body or just his spirit was taken up. Only God knows. When he was in the highest heaven, he heard things that cannot be told with words. No man is allowed to tell them. I will be proud about this man, but I will not be proud about myself, except to say things which show how weak I am. Even if I talk about myself, I would not be a fool because it is the truth. But I will say no more because I want no one to think better of me than he does when he sees or hears me. The things God showed me were so great, but to keep me from being too full of pride because of seeing these things, I've been given trouble in my body. It was sent from Satan to hurt me. It keeps me from being proud. I asked the Lord 3 times to take it away from me. He answered me, "I am all you need. I give you my loving favor. My power works best in weak people. I am happy to be weak and have troubles so I can have Christ's power in me. I receive joy when I am weak. I receive joy when people talk against me and make it hard for me and try to hurt me and make trouble for me. I receive joy when all these things come to me because of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I've been making a fool of myself talking like this, but you made me do it. You should be telling what I have done. Even if I'm nothing at all, I am not less important than those false missionaries of yours. When I was with you, I proved to you that I was a true missionary. I did powerful works, and there were special things to see. These things were done in the strength and power from God. What makes you feel less important than the other churches? Is it because I did not let you give me food and clothing? Forgive me for this wrong. This is the 3rd time I'm ready to come to you. I want nothing from you. I want you, not your money. You are my children. Children should not have to help care for their parents. Parents should help their children. I'm glad to give anything I have, even myself, to help you. When I love you more, it looks as if you love me less. It is true that I was not a heavy load to you, but some say I set a trap for you. How could I have done that? Did I get anything from you through the men I sent to you? I asked Titus and the other Christian brother to visit you. Did Titus get anything from you? Did we not do things that showed we had the same desires and followed the same plan? It may look to you as if we'd been trying to make everything look right for ourselves all this time. God knows, and so does Christ, that all this is done to help you. I'm afraid that when I visit you, I will not find you as I would like you to be, and you will not find me as you would like me to be. I'm afraid I will find you fighting and jealous and angry and arguing and talking about each other and thinking of yourselves as being too important and making trouble. I'm afraid when I get there, God will take all the pride away from me that I had for you. I will not be happy about many who have lived in sin and done sex sins and have had a desire for such things and have not been sorry for their sins and turned from them. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is my 3rd visit to you. The holy writings tell us that when people think someone has done wrong, it must be proven by 2 or 3 people who saw the wrong being done. During my 2nd visit, I talked to you who have been sinning and to all the others. While I am away, I tell you this again. The next time I come, I will be hard on those who sin. Since you want to know, I will prove to you that Christ speaks through me. Christ is not weak when he works in your hearts. He uses his power in you. Christ's weak human body died on a cross. It is by God's power that Christ lives today. We're weak. We are as he was. But we will be alive with Christ through the power God has for us. Put yourselves through a test. See if you belong to Christ. then you will know you belong to Christ, unless you do not pass the test. I trust you see that we belong to Him and have passed the test. We pray to God that you do no wrong. We do not pray this to show that our teaching is so great, but that you will keep on doing what is right, even if it looks as if we have done much wrong. We cannot work against the truth of God. We only work for it. We are glad when we are weak and you are strong. We pray that you will become strong Christians. This is why I'm writing these things while I'm away from you. Then when I get there, I will not have to use strong words or punish you to show you that the Lord gives me this power. This power is to be used to make you stronger Christians, not to make you weak by hurting your faith. Last of all, Christian brothers, goodbye. Do that which makes you complete. Be comforted. Work to get along with others. Live in peace. The God of love and peace will be with you. Greet each other with a kiss of holy love. All those here who belong to Christ say hello. May you have loving favor from our Lord Jesus Christ. May you have the love of God. May you be joined together by the Holy Spirit. May God bless the reading of His Word. Paul's closing comments to the Corinthian church are a bit of a mixed bag. In responding to those who seem to be swayed by the false teachers in their midst who have questioned Paul's authority, he defends his apostleship in relating how God gave him a vision some 14 years earlier in which Paul was taken to the third heaven, or paradise, and shown and told things of which he could not even speak. But even with such an experience, he was not doing this to make them think that he was better than anyone else. He was just telling them this in order for them to see that he was indeed the genuine article. In chapter 13, Paul again talks about the fact that they need to deal with the sin that was in their midst, and if they did not, he would be hard on them on his next visit. Now, I know I've talked about this before, but to me, this puts to rest the thought that we have no right to judge. Judgment is exactly what Paul is calling for. Yes, God is patient, but there comes a time when he says, enough is enough. And then Paul tells them that they need to examine themselves to see if they really belong to Christ. And this is where I'll leave it for today. It's a good thing to periodically and prayerfully take a self-inventory. How are you doing in your relationship to Jesus? Are you keeping yourself close to Him? I'm not one who believes that the slightest sin will cause God to wash His hands of you, but I do know that any relationship needs to be nurtured and maintained. How are you doing in that department? To paraphrase Paul, I pray that you are a strong Christian. Comments? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 268. Or tweet me at @SteveWeb_ with a #LifespringMedia. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.